Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. What Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
What Will Kurt Do Wednesday was a segment we ran on this show for about 6 years.
Yes.
In the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
We sent Kurt out to do a stunt or perform some task every week. It was back when he was new to the show, didn't get paid. It was really just a voluntary intern type thing.
Right. You were just lucky to have me. So, I raised my hand and you were stuck with me.
Uh-huh.
That's and you thought it was going to be temporary.
That's how I remember it, too.
I know. And thought it was just summer help.
So we used to throw Kurt 10 bucks a week if he'd go do this.
I've never forgotten your kindness and your compassion and your caring.
We gave raises over the years.
It started
10.
The 10% raise.
We did a 10% raise 1 year, which was higher than most people.
I know. It was good,
that's
though.
Right.
I mean,
when the average raise in America is a couple percent, you got 10.
You sound ungrateful.
Well, you put me through a job performance review.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kurt, you used to do a stunt like, you know, this was the first one, the very first one. We wanted Kurt to go swimming in a pool. We found him one of our listeners found him a pool. He went and jumped in without asking permission. Turned out to be pretty nasty.
It's the moment of truth. $10 on the line. Get a good running start. We want to hear a good cannonball.
Just
take the phone with you.
Close your eyes. Hold your breath.
I'm getting back. Seriously, you guys. All right, guys. Are you ready?
Yep.
There we go.
Kurt?
Yeah?
You're in the pool.
They're all over me.
Mm-hmm.
What was the all over you?
Frogs.
Yeah, it was
dead frogs, leaves, seaweed, sea creatures.
It was green.
It was green. It hadn't been cleaned probably over a year.
Yeah.
It was a dark, yucky, swampy green.
Yes.
I look at the pictures and go, there were definitely water snakes living in there.
There was no snakes.
There were.
No, there weren't.
There had to be.
No.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyways, right.
It was so gross.
So what we have done is we have a chance for you to hear these all over again. The What Will Kurt Do Wednesdays. Maybe you never heard of it and you're listening to us right now going, that was before I listened to you guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then you can listen for the first time. So what we have now on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast, we'll tell you how you can find that here in just a moment, is What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? What Were We Thinking? And so we take you through an episode at a time. You know, each week we'll try and put up a new one in which we play back some of the clips from the actual episode, and we also narrate you through it, tell you what we were thinking,
mm-hmm.
what was going on.
Because there's a lot that you don't know because, you know, you two were here in the studio. Mm-hmm. I was out wherever I needed to be.
Yep.
So you guys were thinking different things and never told me, and I was seeing things that I didn't want to tell you because it might make it worse. I can all come clean.
They could have been even better, but left things out.
No, that was a mistake on my part.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not confessing things? I gotcha.
No, we're not.
It's been fun to relive. We hope you're going to have fun with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where you find them.
Yes, you can go to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. You can just look for Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Spotify, on the Apple Podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, really anywhere. If you've listened to a podcast ever, just type in Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. It'll pop right up.
And if you haven't listened to a podcast, this is a good reason to go.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kurt said, you want to subscribe because then you get notified when the latest ones come out.
We put up new ones. Again, it's What Will Kurt Do Wednesday? What Were We Thinking? Available now exclusively on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.